What'd you say?
Did I fucking stutter?
Whoa. Are you alright?
So I'm waiting on you.
Why are you being a dick right now? You're being a massive...
Sorry. I'm in a mood.
We're just doing... No, I started off in a mood, and it translated into you now having a mood, so it's my fault. Oh, I'm sorry.
So now we're both in a mood.
Now we're... Both of us are now in a mood.
This should be an interesting show.
What's up? Doing a sound check right now. Check us out on Stitcher now.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. We're on Stitcher. Podcasting radio shit. Team Awesome, just type it in there. And if not, iTunes, we're there. We've been there for the last like 6 years, but we just recently got on Stitcher, so that's the big announcement. Want to get that shit out of the way. That's really cool. So thank you to Stitcher and iTunes and Podomatic and all you guys for tuning in. That's really cool. We're looking forward to how things go on there. And it's easier. It'll be easier to get to us because whether you have an iPhone or an Android or, you know, fucking whatever, like piece of shit go phone.
Absolutely.
That's a smart go phone. And you can get apps. You can get that. And it's free, I believe. Stitcher is free. You can pay for premium, but it's all good.
Yeah.
Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like the Facebook page. Bloody fucking blah.
Instagram.
Yeah, that one.
At @team_awesomeinc.
And we got photos. We got more shit coming up. We're going to be doing nerd holiday stuff. And we're also going to be visiting. I want to go to a magic shop.
Yeah.
Let's go to a magic. Okay, we're going to go to a magic shop. That'll be on our vlog. We're going to vlog that.
We have stuff coming up.
Yeah, we're going to start doing vlogs, I guess.
We'll see. We've been saying that the last, like...
Yeah, we're busy.
Five shows.
We got shit and shit to do. So, speaking of which, we're going to sustain the YouTube comments and shout-outs just for this shout-out. Or this, not shout-out, for the sound check. Fuck. I'm stepping over myself because... This is when Star Wars The Last Jedi comes out, and we're going to go see it.
Yes, we are.
And so I wanted to take this sound check shout-out to talk to. And by the time you hear this, it's probably out. We're going to hopefully have that review up soon because we're seeing it opening night.
Yes, we are.
Before opening night. Pre-midnight screening. We're going to we're going to a pre-midnight screening.
Yeah,
so by the time you hear this, it's up. It's already, we've done that already. So that's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that. I've heard it's going to be 2 hours and 30 minutes or something or longer. Longest one in the franchise.
Okay.
Fuck. 11:30, 12:30. What? I'm doing the math.
Oh, we're not going to.
Two in the morning.
Like two.
Ugh.
Man.
But this is what I'm going through so that it doesn't get fucked up for me. So I don't fuck it up for myself. I want to go see it as soon as I can, just so it's not fucked up. I hate the internet. I hate the internet. Anyway, I love the internet. Thanks for tuning in. God, fuck me.
Thanks for listening to us on the internet.
Yes, thank you, internet. I'm sorry. I love you and hate you. You know our back and forth. It's how we get along for the last 6 years. It's how we've tolerated each other. And on YouTube, by the way, Simmer Mike on YouTube. Check us out there. Reaction vids. We got plenty more coming up. Lots of fun trailers, lots of cool stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Happy, joy.
Ren happy, and Stimpy. Happy, joy.
Ren and Stimpy, y'all. Don't fucking forget. Rest in peace. Are they dead?
I don't think so.
All right. Is that canonical if they're dead? No, they had more shit come up like Beavis and Butthead did recently. Remember that?
No.
Regardless, Vanessa doesn't do Star Wars.
No.
And that's not Vanessa's fault.
Okay.
Right? You tried. You saw A New Hope.
I was made to watch A New Hope in my 8th grade science class.
Okay, so she's seen it, and that's the coolest science teacher ever. And yeah. I love how you said you were made to watch Star Wars instead of having to do science. I don't know how much actual science is in Star Wars. I don't think there's much.
Yeah, it was one of those movie days.
But I can see a teacher or a science teacher using that to sort of engage and be like, hey, look, look at science, kind of.
It was a better alternative than when my history teacher made us watch Schindler's List.
Oh, fuck. That happened to us, too. I was scarred for life. Anyway.
Seventh grade.
We're not here to talk about Schindler's List.
No, we're not.
Whoa. Sorry. Bring it back. Star Wars.
Rein it in.
So we're going to see The Last Jedi, but Vanessa hasn't really Star Wars'd. And we don't have time because we're catching up to... We're doing Doctor Who right now. We're catching up on the 10th season.
Yes, we are.
And we're trying to get caught up. So we got for Jodie Whittaker's entrance on the Christmas episode, which we're going to do a whole season recap plus a Christmas special review. Yeah, that's coming
up. We are?
Yeah, yeah, it's because we're watching the whole season. We're almost done.
We've got
three episodes left, and it's fucking good so far. Like, we're really, I'm digging it.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to the first female doctor. But anyway, back to, God damn it, back to Star Wars. So I'm going to try and catch Vanessa up because she's going to watch The Force Awakens.
I am.
Seven. Sorry. Even I'm like, fuck. And so I'm going to give her a quick...
Oh. This should be interesting.
Okay, I'm going to give her a quick Star Wars explanation. Oh, fuck me. Why did I decide to do this? Okay.
Shouldn't we just...
I'm going to try and do
we
it
could
within...
just read it online. He's like, no.
No, I'm going to try and sum it up within like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Less than.
All
I
right.
think I can. I mean, I've watched this shit forever. Grew up watching it. Even the prequels I've seen enough times. Yeah, I know. What, the prequels? But yeah, I've seen those enough times too, so I can just kind of sum it all up. Okay, so you saw A New Hope, right? What do you remember from that?
I just remember that somebody had to hide in a animal.
What, that's
sort of thing.
Oh, no, that's The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Okay, then
you're
I saw The Empire Strikes Back.
Okay, you saw that in
yeah.
science class? They didn't show you A New Hope first?
No.
A New Hope is the one where he blows up the Death Star.
No.
Okay, you don't know that one. How about the second one? Do you remember what happens in that one?
No.
No, I mean, do you remember what you saw from Star Wars?
That's all I remember.
Okay, someone's chopped. Someone opens up an animal and they're hidden in it.
Yeah.
And that's all you know.
Yeah.
About Star Wars.
I mean,
that's
I know
weird.
The like.
How does that happen?
Super, super famous parts.
Like what?
Like with the chopping off of the hand and Luke, I am your father.
Okay.
And siblings weirdness.
All right, so
I know that
let's
stuff.
Let's make it
I know
easy.
Natalie Portman played Queen Amidala.
How about this? Let's just start from the beginning.
Okay.
In the beginning, God created the heavens, the earth, and Star Wars.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Said, fuck the heavens and the earth. Let's get to Star Wars. So there was, okay, I'm going to start episodically as if, I'm not going to start from like where I saw them, which was A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, then the prequels. I'm going to start from the prequels.
Okay.
All right. So the Jedi are this big order that's kind of helping this galactic senate called the Republic. This is a long time ago, galaxy far, far away, by the way. So what ends up happening is that there's trade negotiations. Oh, man, this is I'm going to love this. There's trade negotiations going on.
Okay.
And it's not going well. So
oh,
the
no.
Jedi have to show up. Enter Ewan McGregor and
Yay.
Liam Neeson. A.K.A. Qui-Gon Jinn and young Obi-Wan Kenobi. So that's who Ewan McGregor is. Which they're going to make a Kenobi movie, by the way. Really excited. Spinoffs. So they're like, okay, we're going to go talk to these guys who are being dicks. And they sure enough, they're dicks and they try and kill them. But they're Jedi and they're like, what's up, yo? And then all of a sudden, aggressive negotiations happen is what the Jedi call it. They basically lightsaber fight droids. All that shit happens. Turns out... there's a war going on, but it's kind of being like puppet mastered by someone we don't know. Meanwhile, there's this guy called Senator Palpatine who's a little too nice.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The Jedi are like kind of, they're kind of snobby. They're kind of arrogant. They're kind of like, you know, hoity-toity. They're like, hey, we really got you figured out. We got the universe sorted. We're in charge. Fuck it. So then on a search mission or whatever, I think like the Jedi dudes are escorting... this lady, Natalie Portman. Now, young Natalie Portman, who's called Queen Amidala. So Natalie Portman's being escorted by Ewan McGregor, Liam Neeson. What happens is that they land on this planet called Tatooine. It's this piece of shit desert planet. No one gives a fuck about it. It sucks. It's shit. And they find this kid, this annoying little kid. And they're like, who is this annoying little kid? And it turns out he's really powerful in magic, which is the Force, which is what binds the whole universe. Light side, dark side, Jedi, Sith, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out this young kid, his name's Anakin, and he likes to pod race, but that never comes up again, so don't worry about it. Never happens again. Just video games that were really good, but that, regardless.
I played the arcade games.
Yeah, it was fun, right?
Yeah.
It was fun shit. So the video games were good, but the movie was kind of lame. It was fun, but lame. Jake Lloyd, not his fault, he was a kid. So he has some weird romantic relationship with Natalie Portman and it's odd, but it, whatever, it's George Lucas is trying again. And then Darth Maul shows up, and he's a bad guy. He has two lightsabers in one.
Okay.
Double-edged lightsaber. He fights the Jedi. It's really cool. You don't really know what happens, and then the movie ends. And that's Phantom Menace. All right, here's Attack of the Clones. They need clones, bad guys, to fight their war, so they clone this dude named Jango Fett, and Obi-Wan Ewan McGregor's like, fuck that, that's wrong. Hayden Christensen's now Anakin, so forget Jake Lloyd.
All right.
It's Hayden Christensen. He's now annoying as Anakin instead of Jake Lloyd. And it's kind of cool, but kind of shitty. Natalie Portman's there again, and she's there.
She's
kind of like
there.
Thor. She's like in Thor. She's kind of there. She's kind of there, and she's there in love, kind of, but it's awkward, and it doesn't translate. But the lightsaber fights are cool.
Okay.
Dracula / Saruman from Lord of the Rings has a lightsaber, and he's there.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, that guy.
Yeah.
What's his name? Christopher Lee.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So he has a lightsaber. He's really old, but he's still fighting. He may be Sith. We don't know. Senator Palpatine's still creepy, but kind of gaining power. Jar Jar Binks, fuck him. Whatever. And then...
I like Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, he was... Whatever. Fuck him. No one cares. And then we find out that, they've captured the... Remember the dickheads from the first one who had the robo army? They capture all the good guys that we know. And they have to fight monsters, but then they escape. And then the Jedi show up and fight the robots. And then the clones show up and fight the robots. And then the clones and the robots are fighting. And there's a lot of CGI. And then Yoda shows up and fucks shit up. But Christopher Lee runs away on it's like a motorcycle that looks like a toilet, but it floats. And he takes off on that. And he gets away.
Okay.
That's
that
Attack of the
like
Clones.
Toilet,
that's Attack of the Clones. There's clones now.
All right,
Revenge of the Sith. When this is like the subtitle, when it gets good.
Okay.
When it finally gets good, but too late. Anakin's a dick. He's becoming more of a dick. He's trying to protect his lady. She gets pregnant. They gotta hide stuff. Senator Palpatine is now taking over because shit's getting real with the clones and the fighting and the war. And people are dying, so he takes power, and then boom, becomes evil. Mace Windu tries to stop him, Samuel Jackson, but he gets shoved out a window. It's really weird how he died.
Man,
he comes back in the Clone Wars kind of, and then dies again. But it's cool. It kind of ends with Anakin fighting Obi-Wan because he thinks Obi-Wan tried to kill Padme, but he didn't because Emperor Palpatine tricked him. So then Anakin goes batshit crazy and kills all the Jedi, including the kids, which is weird, but he does it anyway. And then it kind of ends with Anakin force choking Padme, and then he thought she was dead. And then he fights Ewan McGregor. Ewan McGregor wins because it's Ewan McGregor and it's Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
And Anakin gets his arms and legs chopped off, which I'm like, fuck yeah. Gets burned by the lava. Emperor Palpatine's like, I'm going to turn you into a robot guy. And he does. And
I know where this is going.
Now he's a robot guy. And he's Darth Vader.
Yeah. Okay.
There's the prequels. He has two kids. Luke and Leia. They fight him.
So twins.
Mm-hmm.
They were twins. Okay.
And they fight him. Not fight him. They're growing up. Luke is on the planet Tatooine. Piece of shit. Boring planet.
Desert planet. Yep.
Desert planet. There's two robots. R2-D2, C-3PO. They were in the first prequels, but whatever. They sucked. They escape Darth Vader, who's, you know, Anakin.
Uh-huh.
And he's a dick now. He's a bad guy. His name's Darth Vader. He's not Anakin. And he's going around being a dick, trying to take over the galaxy. They create a mega weapon. There was a movie called Rogue One in between, but no one cared. They were mad about it. I liked it, but whatever. No one cared, so Rogue One doesn't matter to me. So then Luke is on Tatooine, and Obi-Wan's there, and the robots, they buy him, and they're like, hey, what's going on? We got to get to the rebels. Hey, I want to fight the Empire. Fuck them. And they're like, yeah, fuck the Empire. R2-D2's getting away. Let's get him. Obi-Wan saves him from bad guys. Hey, your dad was, his name was Anakin. We know who he is. He's fucking Vader, but we're like,
oh, no.
Luke doesn't. And he's like, who's Vader? Who's Anakin? Oh, he was a good guy. What happened? He died.
No,
Who killed him? Obi-Wan's like, I did. But he's like, Darth Vader killed him. Not me. Darth Vader did it. I didn't chop your dad's arms and legs off and leave him to burn on a lava planet. Vader did it. Anyway,
oh, no.
You should help me fight your dad again and kill your dad. I won't tell you who he is. It's really complicated. I'll explain later. Let's meet up with this guy named Han Solo and Chewbacca at some cool bar. A lot of aliens. Let's go fight the Empire. I don't want to fight him. Why? Fuck you, I'm a pirate. Okay, here's money. Done. Pay me, I'll go. They get in, the Millennium Falcon. What's that? 12 parsecs. It's cool. Let's go. They go. They gotta save Princess Leia, kind of. They just realize she's there, but they're like, what are we doing on the Death Star? What the fuck is this? I thought this was Alderaan. It was blown up. They rescue Princess Leia inadvertently. They weren't really trying to, but they decided to. Then they take her to the rebel hideout place after they kind of rescue her. Obi-Wan Kenobi fights Vader again. This time, Vader's like, guess what, fucker? I'm a robot. And he's like, I don't care. And then he disappears. He disappears. You don't see Obi-Wan Kenobi's corpse. He just disappears. He turns into a force ghost. That'll come up later.
Okay.
Luke's training. So Kenobi dies. They run off. Luke's like, fuck this shit. I want to fight him. Let's take it to the Empire. Let's blow up that Death Star. We got the plans. Let's go. They go. Han's like, fuck y'all. I'm out. I'm not part of this war. And Luke's like, you're a scumbag. You're all about money. He's like, so? And then he's like, fine, go away. And then he goes, and just when Luke is about to blow up the Death Star, Vader shows up, tries to kill him. But who stops Vader? Han Solo. He's like, hey, I'm not a dick. I'm sorry.
I'm not a dick.
I'm kind of a dick, but I'm not. And that's A New Hope. Luke blows up the Death Star. Fuck him. Next one, they cut up a guy. They cut open a Tauntaun to save Luke.
Thank you.
Luke is just in Empire. I'm trying to like rush this as fast as I can. Luke is fighting. His dad doesn't know it's his dad. We know it because we've seen the prequels at this point, which is a total spoiler for everything that happens in the movies. But we're going chronological. He's like, Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your daddy. And he's like, no, he didn't. But he told me you killed him. And he's like, that's not true. I'm your dad. And he's like, fuck that. No. He's like, yep, I'm dead. He's like, really? He's like, yeah, totally. No, join me. I don't want to. Come on, join me. We're going to take shit over. I don't want to.
Nope.
Quit being stubborn. Get to your room and join the Empire. Fuck you. Jumps off. You're so melodramatic. I'm like a drama queen. Walks off. Kids. Bitch kids. And then Luke's like, my dad's a dick. And then Han's frozen by Boba Fett. There's a fat slug named Jabba the Hutt's trying to get him. Boba Fett gets
gold
some
bikini.
Yeah. That one. That's Leia. That's in the third one. Yeah. So Han's gone. There's a new Death Star. Vader's still a dick.
Okay.
The Emperor's still a dick. Han's frozen. He might die. Luke gets his hand chopped off by Vader, who's now his dad. This is the best movie so far. Return of the Jedi starts. This is Empire over. Return of the Jedi. Luke's kind of more of a badass. He's got a robot hand. He made a new lightsaber. It's green instead of blue. It's his own. He's kind of a Jedi master now. He's training with Yoda. There's a puppet named Yoda. I mean, an alien named Yoda who's training Luke now because Obi-Wan's fucking dead. And then Yoda fucking dies. And then Luke has to go save Han, who's frozen. They save him. Then Ewoks show up because they gotta fight the Empire. It's really more about Luke just trying to like bring balance to the Force and destroy the Emperor and kind of like bring the galaxy back to the light. So there is Death Star. It's irrelevant. He's talking to his dad, Vader, and he's like, come on, we can escape this. We can run away. And Vader's like, it's too late. Fuck this. And then Luke's like, I don't want to fight you, Dad. And he's like, come on, fight me. He's like, I won't fight you, old man. I love you, man. I love you. And he's like, oh, fuck. Fuck, I love you too. God damn it, fuck. And then Emperor's like, this is bullshit. And then he electrocutes Luke. Vader's like, I am the chosen one. He doesn't say this, but Vader has this kind of look, and there was a prophecy that Anakin was the chosen one.
Mm-hmm.
Vader's kind of the chosen one. He decides, fuck it, I love my son. Kills the Emperor. He dies. Luke's like, oh, you were a good guy the whole time. Vader's like, I want to see you with my own eyes. takes the mask off. It's an old man under this machine.
Huh.
Really sad moment. Yeah. And really, really beautiful. Mechanical exterior that's really intense. It was just some frail old man who was dying. And it's a cool moment. Luke burns him and then runs off and decides to start his own Jedi temple. Cut to Force Awakens. What happens? Something happens in between. Rebels. Cartoon show. That's canon too.
Okay.
So now you can watch Force Awakens. Yay! You're welcome.
Thanks.
Jesus Christ, that went on forever.
I kind of want to watch all of them now.
I should have like had bullet points prepared for this, but I really just ran through the whole series. So now we'll watch Force Awakens. I've given you the shitty fireside nerd version. After hearing that, does any of that ring a bell as far as the shit you saw?
No, not really, honestly. No, but I might earn some nerd points by saying that after we see The Last Jedi, I'd be willing to watch all the Star Wars movies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
After that one? Because,
Time between now and The Force Awakens for me to watch all of them.
But what do you, I mean, as far as, like, what other moments from the series do you remember that sort of, like as far as, like stick out to you?
Well, images. I remember the Emperor, and I remember most Chewy things because it's Chewbacca, and he's great.
Right.
I remember characters more than I remember story.
Yeah, but doesn't it sort of sound like when you hear these sort of parables, you're like, these sound familiar, these stories. Yeah. Right? Like, it's like, wow, this is like it's based off of this thing called the hero's journey. You can easily see this in The Matrix with Neo.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, except with that, the whole father-son thing, but it's more of like a program versus... it's programming or the mainframe. You can also see that with Harry Potter.
You know,
I hate saying it, but you know, Harry Potter kind of has a similar thing. Orphan, you know,
yeah.
Finds out he's really powerful. He gets armed with mystical powers.
Mm-hmm.
Fights a bad guy that turns out to be part of his childhood origins.
Yeah.
It's a whole, I mean, you know.
Except in Harry Potter, you knew that from the beginning.
Well, you know, if you watch the prequels, you kind of see that from the beginning, yeah. Too. If you watch the prequels first. But the thing is, you know, imagine, so I told you that story in chronological order.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all like spoiled already. So you go into the next three movies and you already know who Darth Vader is.
Yep.
He's Anakin.
Mm-hmm.
You already, doesn't it ruin it for you? I mean, like, cause if I would have started how I saw it, which was A New Hope, Empire, where it was about this guy named Vader going after, it's much more interesting to have the story told that way.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
But when you tell it in chronological order, it kind of ruins every aspect of the three movies in the middle, like of the three story parts in the middle, except for the characters. I mean, the characters have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But you as an audience, you watching it, you're like, oh shit, I already know all of the spoilers for the next round of movies.
That's true.
But when I was watching The Force Awakens, I didn't feel like I had any spoilers for anything. I mean... You're going to be going in to this new trilogy, like, you know, watching Force Awakens, then The Last Jedi. You're going to be going into it, being introduced to it for the first time, hearing it being told via me as Rey, and there's this character named Rey that shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of like, she's like you in the movie, where she's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Who's Luke Skywalker? She literally says that. She goes, who the fuck is Luke Skywalker? And then you're like, okay, we got to explain to her what Star Wars is, and she's the lead character, and even she's like, what is Star Wars? And she lives in the universe, and she's like, what is the input? What's going on?
That's,
I don't know,
funny.
I grew up on a junk planet, not Tatooine, a different one. And so it's more about her story now. So it's not about Luke, it's not about Vader, it's about her now and her journey.
Mm-hmm.
And so you, like, that's who you'll be going in with and following on this next series. So I think it's really cool that we're following a female lead in Star Wars this time around.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a little bit more relatable for a lot of people. And also, I grew up with Luke Skywalker, so to have a female lead in Star Wars this time, I'm like, yeah, okay, do it. Like,
yeah.
It's about, you know, that works for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, that doesn't bum me out. I'm not like, what, where's the dude? Like, there's dudes everywhere, like, in this movie. In all the Star Wars movies. I mean, my God, go back in the history and it's all about dudes. I mean, so I don't, you know, whatever. It's a story. It's fucking, if it's cool, it's cool. I like the Resident Evil movies.
Me too.
Even though Mila Jovovich is you know, people are like, ah, they're shit movies. Whatever.
Yeah.
They make, they're fun. They're fun.
I like those
I'm
movies.
I'm not saying they're up there with Star Wars.
And Underworld. I love Underworld.
Yeah. Well, I'm not, that's the thing. I'm not as into it, but you are. And you could mm-hmm. explain it to me. You could sit down and go through the whole canon of Underworld.
I could.
And I'd be like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. and that's a massive difference. I mean, like, it's like, it just shows, like, the nerdiness quality. Because you like Twilight. You're as into Twilight.
Why do you gotta bring up I'm not because that into Twilight.
Well, okay.
If you're gonna compare nerdiness, use Harry Potter, please. Okay.
Excuse me. Jesus. You're as into Harry Potter as I am into Star Wars.
Yes.
So, you, like, but the thing is, I'm familiar with Harry Potter. I love the movies more than the books because I'm lazy. And I like to watch movies.
I'm the opposite. I learned to read on the books.
Yeah.
So I read all of them.
Yeah, so you read all of them. I only read the last one because I didn't want it ruined. Because I fucking hate that shit. The internet is evil. The internet's evil. But technically, I ruined all the Star Wars movies for you except The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Which is good because we're going to see that before we see The Last Jedi. So that way, when mm-hmm. you see when we do the review for it, you'll basically have more or less of an idea. And then when we watch, just ask me questions. Like about, I know you're going to anyway. Like,
yeah.
Try not to during the movie.
No.
Because I don't want to be watching Last Jedi and you're like, wait a minute, is this Han? No, this isn't, trust me, it's not Han. Be like, why? Well, didn't you see? Oh, man. And it'll be a whole thing. Just stare.
I'm not
at
like
me.
That. I can wait until the end.
That's true. Most of the time. But then by the end, the movie's already answered all the questions you would have had anyway.
Well, and so then I'm good.
Okay.
I'm not one of those people who has to know when a question is asked. I can wait until the end when it's revealed.
By the way, just to get back to Harry Potter, how did Moaning Myrtle, or what's her name, the bathroom ghost lady
mm-hmm.
in Harry Potter?
How did she die?
Yeah.
The basilisk. Yeah, the basilisk. Yeah? The first time the basilisk was released by Tom Riddle.
Thank you. See, that's the Harry Potter fan. You just ask him a random question that you're like, who the fuck did that or how did that happen? And then, boom, they got it.
Any other questions? Do it again.
Yeah, cool. I didn't know Star Wars was going to turn a Harry Potter quiz, random ass quiz, but fine. First time that Butterbeer is introduced.
What?
When was it? First book?
Yes. No.
What? I don't know the answer. I'm just asking you.
No,
this
that's
is
such a random question.
You know, this is probably the worst trivia round we could do because we don't have the answers in front of us.
No, you know, I think actually it was later because you have to be a certain age. You have to be a third year before you can go to Hogsmeade, so I don't think it was Butterbeer was introduced until the third book.
Nice. I don't know if that's true or not, but if anyone's out there, leave a comment.
You can't go to Hogsmeade until you're a third year at Hogwarts, and they have Butterbeer at the League of Cauldron and the Three Broomsticks.
Do you have any Star Wars related questions?
No.
Fuck, why?
I don't know.
Damn it. I thought you'd be interested in after that explanation, it probably was like I was regaling you. It's like if you tried to catch me up on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh man, who's Hodor? Who is he again?
Hodor!
No, it's sad, right?
Yeah,
I don't know why. I feel sad when I hear Hodor and I don't know why.
If anyone asked me to catch them up on Game of Thrones, I couldn't. I haven't even seen it. All you say is everyone dies.
Yeah, that's what I say.
That's all you say.
Yeah, but you could say that about Walking Dead, too. Everyone dies. Especially
everyone
lately.
Everyone dies.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
Everyone dies. Look out, Walking Dead. Rick Grimes, you next. You next, Rick Grimes.
No.
Take him out. Take him out. No, I have no idea if he's... Well, I only know because of you. You spoil things for me.
I ask him before I spoil things.
And that's the thing, guys. Even though I just spoiled the whole series for you, except for the current one.
Unlike my manager, who spoiled something for me.
Sorry.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. I just didn't know where you were at the moment.
I went on a mini tangent.
Are you still here?
I'm here. It's okay. Fine.
That's all right. I went on plenty of mini tangents. What happened with your manager, and why are you talking about your manager right now?
It just reminded me about spoilers and people not knowing things. And, like, my manager told me the mystery flavor of Oreos, remember? And I was upset.
Well, that kind of ruins our taste testing that we're going to do, telling him you already know the flavor on the podcast. I guess we're not doing that reaction video or that taste testing video. I'm keeping this. You screwed the pooch. I'm not going to screw the
well,
got
no.
you.
You know what? It could still be fun because if I know and you don't know,
I don't know
watch,
the taste.
Watch you guessed. Yeah, I haven't told him because I'm not an asshole.
I bet I know it.
You don't.
I bet I do.
Guess. I'm not going to tell you if you're right or wrong.
Kettle corn. I just wanted to say that. I don't know if it's real or not. Licorice. Truffle. Szechuan.
I'm not going to confirm or deny anything. I just want to hear your guesses.
Fruity pebbles? Mayonnaise. Lizards. I don't know. I'm saying things. I'm just saying things. Saying corduroy. Things. Wood. Corduroy wood. Combination.
I can't tell if you're actually waiting for me to respond or if you're actually just saying
things. I am gauging
things.
You when I say certain things.
Oh, no.
Rhubarb?
No.
Damn.
Damn it. I wasn't going to respond.
Well, I guess this will do it for the sound check and the update. We're going to get to some YouTube shit now.
Jeez.
We want to remind you guys that we've got more Late Ass Reviews coming up. Don't forget to check out our other ones. Sorry. Our other ones.
Don't die.
My throat got dry. Don't forget to check out the other ones for Thor Ragnarok, featuring the Goldblum rating system yet again.
Woo!
We've got more Goldblum rating systems coming up. Big news. We mentioned at the top, mentioned it one last time before we head out, the Stitcher thing.
Yes.
Check that out. Just go to Stitcher and type in Team Awesome Inc. You'll just get it there. It's subscribe, download there for free. You can get it. Looking at what else we've got to promote. What is it?
Instagram?
I don't do the Instagram. I don't understand this shit. How do you do that?
I'll get him on the Instagram
train. How do you do it?
Go on Instagram and search @team_awesomeinc.
And website is, if you're not there, check it out, yotina.podomatic.com, yotina.podomatic.com. Follow our tweets @teamawesomeinc. What else? Other shit? YouTube. I'm like, after having to go through the whole trilogy, my brain's melted. I'm like, what else do we have?
YouTube is Simmer Mike.
That's the one. This is all caps. Like, I'm shouting at you. Like, you're cooking and then my name. Simmer Mike. All right, that's going to do it. I think I've melted my brain about Star Wars enough that I need new things I need new nerdy things.
Yeah.
To enter my brain. And but I am looking forward to The Last Jedi, and we are super excited to check it out pre-midnight screen. So we've seen it before. It's supposed to come out with other people who are doing it too.
Yep.
But we're still seeing it before it's coming out, technically.
From all the people who saw it at 6 o'clock that day.
Yeah, there's people who have already seen it. And, like, I'm trying to be like, fuck, man, don't ruin this for me. But they're already ruining it. I've already heard, like, all the spoilers. Not even heard it, just, like, people were pasting it. And I'm like, ah, Jesus, it's all over the place. So I already know a lot of the stuff that's happening now. Bums me out. But I'm still looking forward to seeing it. Thanks for tuning in.
You didn't say there were any spoilers. You just said spoilers were out there.
I didn't know if my bummers were going to be, if my feeling of sadness would translate, but I forgot that no one cares. This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.